Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this great holiday weekend. Having a good one here. Going to get right into it with Paxton Quigley. Cannabis Healing Time. Paxton, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Adam. And hello to all of our cannabis listeners throughout the world. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Dacuna Lum. It's the world's leading cannabis company. And it's recognized worldwide as the pioneer of medical cannabis research. And it's also the world's first licensed cannabis brand. And it's now distributing its products in various parts of the United States. And in mid-June, Dacuna Lum launched in the United States its first hemp-based product line, which is called Tikkun Hemp. Now, Tikkun Hemp includes broad-spectrum CBD tinctures and topicals and soft gel capsules. And these products can all be shipped directly to consumers through their website, which is simply called tikkunhemp.com. And I want to spell that. That's T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P. Now, today's guest is Dr. Timna Naftali, whose work is also supported in part by Dacuna Lum, and she is the head researcher in gastroenterology at Meir Medical Center in Israel. Now, the doctor is a leading cannabis researcher in the world, and so we're very honored to have right now Dr. Naftali. And she'll be talking about her research on Crohn's disease. And for those of you who don't know what Crohn's disease is, it's a severe form of inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, and it afflicts 10 million people worldwide. And in the United States, 1.6 million people have it. Now, Dr. Naftali and her team recently learned that cannabis oil relieves the painful symptoms of Crohn's disease. It improves the quality of life for patients. And in some cases, is forcing the disease into remission. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Dr. Naftali. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for this introduction.
You're welcome. Now, doctor, I understand that inflammatory bowel disease is that the immune system attacks the tissue in the gastrointestinal tract, and that causes inflammation. Now, what exactly does cannabis oil do to alleviate that situation among Crohn's sufferers? What happens?
To begin with, I would like to stress that we have two inflammatory bowel diseases. One is Crohn's disease, and the other one is called ulcerative colitis. Whereas Crohn's disease can affect any part of the gastrointestinal tract, you know, from the mouth onwards, ulcerative colitis will only affect the large intestine.
Okay.
So these diseases are slightly different from each other, but they both cause abdominal pain and diarrhea and losing blood in your stool, and they can be really very severe. And we know that the diseases are caused by inflammatory cells that attack the intestine. The immune system, so to speak, has missed the address, and instead of attacking bacteria, it attacks the human body cells. And these cells also have on them cannabinoid receptors. So they are prone to be affected by cannabis. And what the cannabis does is it attaches to those immune cells and blocks their activity or reduces their activity. And we think this is how cannabis helps the inflammation in Crohn's disease and in ulcerative colitis.
Now, that's amazing. Now, I read in your early research that participants were smoking marijuana to alleviate their problems, but now they use CBD inhalers or consume the edibles. How have these new consumption methods affected your research? And can you tell our listeners more about how you undertake to do your research in Israel?
Well, when I started my research, I thought the first step should be try and use cannabis in the form that most people are using it, because this form seems to have effect. But after having had the first study in which people actually smoked cannabis and I could see that it helps them clinically and they feel better, I realized that smoking is actually a very unhealthy method of delivering medicine. Because whatever you may say about smoking, whether you smoke tobacco, marijuana, or anything else, it still means that you deliver smoke into your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And this mm-hmm. cannot be good for you.
Yes.
So if we are looking for a way of providing a medicine, we should find a healthier way, something that's better than smoking.
The study showed that there was a certain percentage of patients that went into remission. Those that went into remission, how long did it take for that to happen? Did it take weeks or did it take months? This is when they took CBD.
Yes. Well, the truth is most of the patients responded fairly fast, within a week or two. So, because we know that cannabis, apart from its anti-inflammatory effect, it also reduces pain, right? It's a painkiller. Yes, and it also reduces diarrhea. So this is really optimal for inflammatory bowel disease, because then patients have less pain and less diarrhea and they feel better. Clinically they respond very fast.
That's
how
amazing.
How long it takes for the intestine to respond is a bit difficult to say, because, you know, we don't live in there. We only inspect the intestine on certain time points.
Now, I want to ask you, did it work as fast on older people as well as in younger people, or was it working faster on younger people?
No, I didn't see any difference concerning age. What I did see is that it depends how severe the disease is. People with really, really severe disease are not really helped, or put it this way. They do feel slightly better, but it doesn't produce a major change. It is more for people with medium or mild disease, milder form of disease, and these people respond best.
Now, what quality of life improvements did the control group enjoy as compared with the placebo group?
The study group, the people had, to begin with, they had fewer bowel movements. Now, you have to take into account that these patients may go to the bathroom 20 times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I would like every one of our listeners to use his imagination and think how he would function if he had to go to the bathroom 20 times a day. You know, there's no way you can get out of the house. You can't ride the bus. You can't get into the car and drive to work. There's nothing you can do. You are stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't sleep at night. So just having fewer bowel movements a day is already a great improvement in quality of life.
Yes.
Start moving around and functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is pain. You know, people
now,
who suffer constant pain are very debilitated.
Now, are there any downsides that you know of to using CBD?
CBD alone, I didn't see any downsides, but in the studies in which I did see an effect, we used a combination of CBD and THC. And we all know that THC has the downside that it is addictive. People get addicted and they can't stop. So, you know, if you are very sick, it may be a small price to pay. But it's not a situation in which we want to put all the population, all the patients.
Now, what are you doing in the future in terms of the research? What is your next steps?
Well, I think one of the major problems with medical cannabis altogether is that not enough research is being done. You know, people are promoting cannabis based on personal experience or anecdotal reports, but very, very few real, proper, scientifically sound studies. And I think if we ever want cannabis to become a medicine, we have to get through the stage of proper medical studies. So we have to identify which of all the cannabinoids there are. Maybe one of them, maybe a combination of them, is the most effective one. Because one thing is, when we say cannabis, we say one word, but it actually implies many, many different things. Not all cannabis are the same.
Yes.
And then we have to identify which one is really the most efficient one, the most effective one for various diseases. Maybe, you know, a certain type will be good for one disease and another type will be good for another disease.
So this is going to take years then. There's no so-called magic bullet.
No, there's none, I'm afraid. In life, you know, reality is that to achieve something, you have to work hard. Everybody who's ever achieved anything will tell you that.
Are you going to be starting a new study in the next year?
I'm going to be starting several studies because I want to start studies that will help me identify which type of cannabis is best. And I also want to start studies of different forms of delivery of cannabis.
This is wonderful. You know, I'd love to talk with you longer, but we don't have enough time. But as you're doing these studies, we'd like to contact you and have you on again in the future. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Not at all.
I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Once again, we would like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. We here at Cannabis Healing are proud to be associated with this prestigious cannabis research organization that is producing proprietary strains and products which are being used in clinical trials in Israel. So go to Tikkun Olam's website to learn more about which Tikkun products are available in your area of the United States, in addition to Tikkun Olam. And thank you to our listeners, whom we invite to stay tuned in for more research and cannabis news. As always, I want to thank all of our cannabis listeners. Stay healthy, keep in touch, and keep in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. I'm Paxton Quigley.